BioClarity is a garden-given, skin-loving beauty brand that wants to help you achieve beautiful, naturally glowing skin. What healthy eating does for your body, BioClarity does for your face. If you follow me on Instagram, it's at HeyFrage. AJ is at AJ on the mic. Follow us. You will see just last night I was using the clarifying mask, which evens skin tone and texture and shrinks the appearance of pores, won't over-dry your skin. They have amazing products. I've been using it for several months. Their green skincare line offers essential products to help clear up and calm your skin or keep it balanced on track with daily nutrients. I'm also a big fan of Floralux. It's a special form of chlorophyll that nourishes the skin, soothes away blemishes, reduces redness, and makes your skin look more radiant. Their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. I love that because fragrance sometimes for me triggers migraines, so it's really great to have a product that doesn't have any of that. 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. Many of you, if you do buy from BioClarity, BioClarity.com, you can use my code Frage. Definitely tweet me, like send me a picture, Instagram message me. Take the first step to healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. And right now for my listeners, when you purchase a skincare routine, you'll get a free clarifying mask with your order. That's a $25 value for free. They have two routines, the clear skin routine for combination oily or breakout prone skin, and then the essentials routine for normal or dry skin. That's what I use. The $25 value for free, but you need to enter my code Frage at checkout. Go to BioClarity.com. Use my code Frage at checkout and get your free clarifying mask when you purchase a routine. Also, P.S., for the first time ever, Robin Mize, who's been my longtime mindful eating therapist, you guys know my story with battling weight issues for years and years. I yo-yo dieted from the age of 12 to 28, literally hated my body, almost quit the entertainment business because I couldn't stand people commenting about my body. I could never lose weight naturally and keep it off. I would always do diets, gain it all back. Robin and I have teamed up February 24th. It's a Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., our very first ever mindful eating workshop. This is 3 hours, super intensive. You're going to walk away with a strategy on how to give up body or how to give up dieting, how to love your body. If you want to lose weight naturally, we'll get into exactly what mindful eating is, how you can practice outside of a class. We're going to talk about the permitter restrictor dynamic and why that causes you to binge eat, emotionally eat, and you'll learn all about intuitive eating. It is awesome. The tickets are at eventbrite.com mindful eating. They'll also be up at heyfrage.com. The course is normally $150, but for a limited time, just for you, we're offering it for $125. Robin usually charges $175 per session, but you are getting 3 hours of Robin all to yourself. It's a very small group. We only have 50 tickets, and a tenth of the tickets are already sold. So definitely go there today. Bass. I can't move. I can't do shit in this chair. Monday. Snowmageddon.
It's a podcast,
not a cast pod.
Hey, Frage, every day she'll make you say,
oh my God.
She got the scoop on pop culture news, so grab a drink, it ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.
Yes, crew! Oh my gosh, so many of you are home today. You have your kids. You just need a glass of rosé. We totally hear you. I don't even have the children. I don't even have the dog. But let me tell you, I always need time away. So turn us on. We're live on Facebook right now. It's Hey Frage Podcast is the page. Shoo your kids out of the room because everything that we're about to talk about is not appropriate for anyone under the age of 16. I mean, let's be honest. Like the kids today, they're so advanced. AJ and I went to, what was that place that we went to where they sell like cookie dough? And we walked in and there were these three really attractive girls there and they were,
yes.
They were like, hey, and we were like, oh, sorry, we just need to take a picture. And they were like, of course, you guys want us to move? We're like, no. Then they got up and we were like, all right, ladies. So, you know, how long are you guys going to Georgetown? They're like, we're 13. I'm like, 13?
We did not see that coming.
Holy
we like,
God.
I was embarrassed because, you know, I'm always like scared to take pictures. Like, we're like, oh, we're just like Instagram people because we always need content for your page.
Always.
And so we walk in. I'm like, oh God, we have to tell them that we're just like taking pictures for Instagram. And so yeah, we're like, don't move. Just stay right there.
Stay there. I mean, meanwhile, we really wanted them to get the fuck out of the way. I mean, we were really like, they were right in front of the sign. So
yeah.
It was one of those things where you like, you don't want to come in and rearrange someone's business establishment.
Yeah. But it looked like they were done. So
we were getting close. Yeah.
They should pack up and leave. So yeah, it's called like Treat Dough Self.
Or but maybe it was that was the sign, Treat Dough Self, but it's on Wisconsin Avenue. Oh, isn't it like Dough Life or something?
Oh, probably.
Oh my God. Anyway.
It's a super cute place. They sell cookie dough, which is not ice cream. It's just straight cookie dough. So, I mean, you're just, you know, doing a little roly-poly there after.
Oh, the dough jar.
The dough jar.
The
yes.
dough jar.
Dough jar.
It was yeah. awesome. But they, I knew yeah, how so people get in trouble. Those chicks, I was ready to buy them alcohol. I was like, hey, girls, are we going out tonight? Like,
they were
you know,
so sweet, too. We were like, aren't you guys 21? You don't go to Georgetown University?
I'm sorry. Those were the most advanced 13-year-olds I had ever met in my life. What is going on with these kids? First of all, they're giant. What happened to kids? I mean, aren't kids at 12 and 13 still, like, little?
I thought...
These chicks were full on, full heads of hair. Well, I mean, they like the whole thing.
At around 2 years old, a kid will grow all their hair. We're not, you know, we're not like
these chicks wearing glasses. Like these bitches were like hardcore. They had like full fucking makeup and everything. They had like car keys. I was like, where are you going? I'm like 13.
You know, the driving age is 15 or 16, right? So, you know, you can drive when you're 15 or 16.
I don't know. I hope the hell they were getting on those scooters because I was just like, It is crazy.
They were birding around Georgetown. Yeah, they looked really, really old. So,
if your kids look like that, they can tune in. I feel like they've seen it all. But like if your kids like are 12 and they look like they're 12 or like 8, they shouldn't be tuning into this show. I have to tell people, you know, because parents don't know. I get messages every once in a while.
Yeah, because you leave it on and then you're always already like, vaginal erection. And then, you know, people are like, oh, shit, let's turn this off now. We weren't expecting this. But we tell them every time. We always preface the show. Turn it off if you got kids around.
I know. We have to shout out because, like, I know Lululemon stores in D.C. listen. They listen, like, when they're, like, doing all their clothing stuff in the back. And
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Lululemon.
Oh, yeah. We ought to do a pop-up podcast at a Lululemon store.
Wait a minute. You're telling me they listen to our show and I can't even afford a pair of pants from
there? Huge shout out to Arlington Lululemon. They are big fans.
Well, maybe we can, you know, get sponsored and, you know, maybe get a pair of $90 leggings, which I've always wanted.
Well, then we also have to work out. You know, like I roll in there and I don't exactly look the style. Like
all you got to do is hit that one that's not a treadmill. It's the, what's that one?
The elliptical.
The elliptical.
It's just where you move your arms really fast.
Yes. Just look good on the elliptical.
Love that one.
And we'll do some squats, get that ass working. We both don't have an ass.
Oh my God, I need to get an ass. So bad.
I don't think Dan's an ass guy though, right?
No, he's not. No, he's not really an ass guy. No.
But you're good.
But you know, I mean, I feel like sometimes you just have to lead men. Like, do men really know what they want? No. Like, if you just grow an ass, then suddenly he'll be into the ass.
Yeah, that's completely true, right, Luis?
Yeah, I can definitely. Okay.
Yeah, like you're just like into it, right?
Well, I grew up like, you know, more of an ass guy than a, you know, kind of a girl with like big boobs or whatever. And then I hooked up with my first girl with big boobs.
You're like, Jesus.
I did a complete 50. Just I was like, all right, I'm into that now.
Right?
Now I'm into that. Exactly.
You don't know what you're missing.
So welcome to the show, AJ. We have so much to talk about. Huge snow day for those of you who listen to us in D.C., Arlington, Virginia, Maryland. I mean, Arlington's in Virginia, whatever. You know, for those of you in the DMV, it was a big snow day yesterday. You know, snow in D.C. means like people cannot do anything. It's chaos. There has to be like an organized snow fight. I mean, I grew up in Maine, so like yesterday was nothing.
I was just going to say that this is absolutely nothing for you. You drove in. It was just a regular Monday.
You went to Syracuse, New York. Lord, you all must have been snowed the hell in, didn't
well,
you?
Yeah.
You'd have class with that.
That's why I drank
right?
so much. Oh, my God, yes. But I still am shocked when it's like this much snow. I can't drive for shit in the snow, so I don't even try. I took a lift to work today.
Oh, AJ's driving is legendary. I mean, one of the videos that we're doing coming up, like this girl for 24 years has lived in Washington, D.C., right?
So Born and raised.
Let's just throw out, I want people like on Facebook right now to throw out some locations. If you lived in the district for 25 years, where do you think that you should automatically know how to get to without GPS or a map? Let's say Bethesda, like, right? Okay.
Probably.
Arlington. Like, you should be able to get over to Arlington, right?
Yeah, those
like,
basically. You
Roslyn.
Know, they're pretty close, yeah.
Okay, how about down to the... I'd like to see you navigate trying to get to the National Ballpark without
GPS. Oh, hell
no.
Oh, hell no. Where is that? Southeast? Southwest? Northwest?
It's like Northeast.
Northeast?
It's just the other side of the Capitol. You
hell
can't
no.
get down there?
Where the hell is that? No.
It's like the most bougie neighborhood now.
Well, now it is. Okay, I'll metro there. Anything
what?
Else? Driving? Hell no. I don't know how to do that.
I cannot wait. I want listeners to submit where you should know how to drive, and then I'm going to film you trying to get there. Because, honest to God, this woman has been to my apartment, I'm going to say, 30 times, okay?
Yeah.
Every time.
Don't know how to get there.
She'll literally be like, no, is it a left here or a right? I'm like, it's a right. Like, there's the apartment.
Even when we're on the street to your street, I'm still like, okay, is it a left to the next one or this one? And Sarah's like, you've literally been here 50 times.
I didn't no. I could find my way around any place. You name me the location, I could get to it.
Oh, right. You used to do traffic. That was like one of your first jobs.
That
I've
is true.
Always relied on GPS. Okay? Sorry.
Oh, people are saying that the ballpark in Washington, D.C. is actually in Southwest, not Northeast. Okay, thank you. Jay Hub says, see, these people know they're
thank
not even
you.
They just know it.
Okay, well, U.S. did not know that. I did, actually. Southwest was my, yeah, see. She said Northeast. I'll just have you know.
Oh, my God. Literally anywhere. You crack me up. We have so much to get to. There are so many hysterical stories that we need to talk about. Do you guys still believe in first impressions? When you meet somebody, how many seconds does it take you until you make up your mind? Like, if you like this person, if they're trustworthy, do you think first impressions still matter or not really? That people now begin to, like, not judge a book by its cover?
Well, there's two sides to this, because I think with social media, we immediately judge somebody by their photos. So when you see them in person, it's not much different. Like, you see, and instinctively, we just judge somebody. I hate judging people, but instinctively, you see somebody with, you know, ass crack hanging out, you're going to judge. You're going
to
judge.
And then if there's like an odor to go with it.
Yikes.
We're judging. On top of that, we have Pineapple Mail. Pineapple Mail, every Monday, we take your submissions. Whether it's an advice question you need or feedback. So today we actually have a woman who listens to the show, who also dog sits. Dog sat over the weekend. The dog that she was babysitting accidentally ate their weed. And I will tell you what happened after that. And she needs her advice.
Well, that's a travesty because the weed's gone.
And I actually know this person. She listens and I know this person. And I don't think I've ever known anyone that actually had their pet. Like, I've heard of it, but I've never really known someone that their pet legit ate marijuana.
Yeah, like, worst case scenario, he eats M&M chocolate peanuts, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, chocolate, but weed.
Like, I don't even know. Yeah, that's crazy.
I've seen videos of apparently a dog eating. They're like, oh, my dog is tired. It ate weed. And you're like, I don't believe you. Okay, this is for real. The dog really ate the weed.
Really? Yeah, no. This is for real.
Can't wait.
I
want
to know where I watch these videos, though.
Oh, they used to be
YouTube?
On, like, Vine, YouTube, yeah.
Oh,
like,
and
oh, shit, my dog
their...
is, like, high, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But well, it was a lie.
Oh, boo. Also, Dr. Mintz, who you guys know, he's our medical marijuana doctor. We'll ask him. I wonder if he knows what to do. He's going to be on the show because you guys probably, I think it was last week at this time, we had a Pineapple Mail question from a woman who has oral herpes, like the Simplex 2 or whatever, is now out on the dating scene, wants to know how she should broach that subject with people she's dating. And then can you, if you have like just cold sores and you're going down on someone, can you then give them herpes? See, I feel like it doesn't work like that, but I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor, which is why we're going to have him on.
We've got to, because I think I've only known the answer from you, like if you have an open sore. Because I used to be really, I always ask you that question. I don't have herpes, but.
Oh, good for you. Let me tell you, it is not pleasant.
Well, as
someone who
you,
has like cold sore herpes, yes. It's like the worst.
And I think cold sores come also from anxiety and you're anxious, but that also means
stress.
You have herpes. Stress.
Yeah. They're super painful though. And they're like unsightly, you know, because you know people are looking right at your herpes. They're like, oh.
And you have herpes.
What a great podcast you have. Meanwhile, they're honed in on your herpes. You're like, thanks a lot.
Only know you for your herpes. Sorry.
So what's going on with you? You had a snow day.
Yes.
You had the most amazing, like, I love that you decided in this weather and everything that you were going to turn Iggy on. You were going to splurt. Like, because I love following your evolution of your sex life.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Because I am the what do they call it when you mature slowly? I'm a late bloomer. Like,
oh,
in
I
all
was too.
Aspects.
Yes, I was too.
Like, still don't even really know how to turn myself on. Still, to this day, I'm 24.
That's my favorite. It takes a while, though, to, like,
right?
Be comfortable to have an orgasm. Yeah,
oh,
you gotta,
it's so true.
You gotta experiment. And there's a lot of women, I know a lot of women who cannot have the O.
Right?
And it's hard.
And
it's
you have
a mental.
To pretend. And my mom is just like, just act like you're having it. I'm like, I can't act like that forever. Like, what the fuck? Come on, man. Oh my God.
Just act like you're.
She's like, just pretend. They can never tell. I'm like, have you been pretending your whole marriage? Because that sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want that. She's like, no, sometimes. I'm like, okay, I don't want to hear about you and dad. Like, no, please. Dear God. Ew. Because I live with them. I live right under them. So if I ever hear like creaking, I'm like, oh, shit. They're doing it. And our house is haunted. We've had it for like 6 generations. Every family member has died in the house. So
oh,
I never
yeah.
know if it's like them having sex or like a ghost. I don't know. I can
oh,
never
my God,
tell.
That is the best game.
I hope it's the latter.
Yes.
If I hear like more than like 5 creaks, I'm like, oh boy.
They're getting it. Oh, I love
They're
it.
They're getting it on. So, okay. Should I tell the story or should we wait for it later? I tried to be sexy for Iggy.
Tell the story. I want a recap of what happened. We always start the show with recaps of our lives because we both live bizarre, crazy lives. Like, mine's a little bit more boring. AJ is younger. You're 10 years younger than I am.
Right.
So I'm like the mature... Well, I'm the older person on this show, like not really mature. But my life gets exciting, you know, until about 5 o'clock and then I turn it off.
Well, I heard Dan cooked up a new vegan recipe.
Oh my God, it was so bad. I want to talk about you, but I want to ask people, like, how do you, I'm getting ready to marry this man who's amazing in so many elements, okay? And recently he's decided that he's gone vegan for a year and
this is like a permanent thing. It's not, we're just trying it out.
Oh, no, he's at the fucking level now. Okay. Well, we don't have panko breadcrumbs. We're doing chickpea breadcrumbs. I'm like, oh my God, this shit is so bad.
No.
So he now has decided he loves cooking. It's therapeutic for him. The problem is he's making vegan recipes that he's now been at it like 6 months and they all taste like shit. Like they all taste like cardboard.
You know what's interesting? They look good in the pictures. Right? Like they look delicious.
Because let me tell you, these vegan cookbooks, they totally completely like scam you.
Fake it out.
They
right.
make all these vegetables look good, but they neglect to tell you that they taste like shit. Like once you eat it, they don't have any flavor.
Okay, yeah.
So what's vegan the reason? Beer, okay, tofu beer battered so-called fish tacos do not taste like fish, let me tell you.
I was intrigued. I was like, oh, but you can't eat fish, right? He goes, no, AJ, they're beer battered. Wait for it. Tofu. I was like, woo, we're having a party. You guys. And then he goes to Whole Foods like every single day for that specific meal. I was like, why don't you just like stock up on like 5 meals?
Because it's now like his thing. He loves to go. He likes to shop. And I want to encourage him because it's so sweet, you know, and it's lovely to have a man in your house that cooks.
Yes.
But the problem is like every recipe, it's just like me like having a few bites like, babe, this is so good. Like, I just can't even, like, I can't even.
Tell me you have, like, a couple favorites and then just tell him to make those.
I have none.
Okay.
I can't come up with one favorite, okay?
Okay.
Because it literally, with vegan life, it's so boring.
There's only so much you can substitute, right?
It's all tacos. It's all ramen noodles. It's all brown rice. Like, that's basically your three bases. And then they just keep rotating out the vegetables.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Beer-battered broccoli in your tacos. Beer-battered ramen. You're like...
Quinoa? Do you guys mix that in there?
Awful.
Okay.
If I never saw quinoa again in my life, it would be too soon. It's the worst shit.
You know what I really respect about vegans, though? Okay, I think I have an internal issue with, like, gas. Like, I can clear a mother. I can clear a room. I can hard clear a room. I have, you know, just one little bit of vegetables, and it's like atomic bombs coming out of my asshole. So I'm really lucky for you guys because Louise is like... No, I swear. Like, it's so bad. I don't know if it's, like, Mexican or, like, we eat beans a lot. I can't really eat beans. It's
Really?
Anyways, so yeah, I'm just amazed that you guys can eat that many vegetables and like there's nothing bad coming out of your butt. Like your body can...
Craziest part is the healthier you eat, I will say this, it's almost like you don't have gas. Like a while. Yeah, like I would say we really don't have... And we don't not intentionally fart in front of each other. We didn't for a long time. Like for 3 or 4 years, we never really farted in front of each other.
3 or 4 years, you're filled with air. My God. Like, that hurts me. I leave the apartment when I'm with Iggy. I'm like, excuse me, I gotta go somewhere. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, outside. Fart, come back in, we're rejuvenated. How did you do that for 4 years?
I don't know. We just didn't have a lot of air. Or like, I guess like Dan would just like maybe turn the garbage disposal on and then fart, I think is how he did it.
Okay.
So now we like openly try to fart in front of each other because it's kind of weird that we're getting married and we
have never
not
farted,
really
right.
farted in front of each other, yes. right? But now the odd part is because we eat so healthy, you almost can't produce any gas. I think our bodies are eating itself within because it's
probably.
Starving.
Yeah.
So now there's nothing to even fill with gas. Like we can't fart because we have no extra to fart. Like I think our body really feels like it will die if it farts anything out. It needs all the nutrients.
It needs the nutrients. Don't get rid of it. And I'm the opposite. It's like all the vegetables, the worse the farts. Chickpeas, horrendous farts.
Really?
I
what about cheese? Because you're a cheese board queen now.
Yes. No, that's not good either. It's honestly a terrible hobby to take up for me.
So the cheese really like makes you gassy?
Not as much as vegetables and like chickpeas and onions, but definitely not good farts for sure. No. I don't think anything helps me besides like water.
Wow.
Pure farts with water. Yeah. No, it's just so
Everything
bad.
Gives you gas. That's amazing.
Pretty much. I'm just like kind of a gassy girl, but so is my brother. So we're just... the two of us can't really be in an enclosed space together. We would blow the whole top off.
That's amazing. I would really think as a Mexican, you know.
Yeah, we would be able to handle all that.
Yeah, beans, rice, you know, spicy foods. I would think that that was kind of in your DNA.
Now that comes out spicy. Like, comes in your mouth spicy, okay, goes out spicy. Okay. Like, the farts are spicy.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Sorry, everyone.
Wow. New level.
Yeah, so now are you... You're tearing up.
Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm dying laughing. You have me cracking up today. All right, I want to get back though. I love this sex story. So that was just my, you know, I'm always fascinated like at home when you, like what people, you want to encourage your spouse, right? But then they have a hobby that they're not particularly good at. So it's always like that, you know, do you tell them the truth or do you keep encouraging?
Yeah.
Because I also don't want to cook. So like, you know, he gets really excited though. He's like, babe, tonight I found this curry recipe. And I'm thinking to myself, like, at first I'm relieved. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then I'm thinking
of
what he's produced. I'm like, oh, gosh.
What you need to do is just have a snack stash in your cabinets. After he goes to bed, you just like kind of do that little, you know, snack. And don't let it be, you know, after. Well, you guys go to bed so early. So I don't even know if there's any time
for
snacking.
We don't have time for snacks. I mean, honest to God, we eat at 6. We're in bed by 8. I mean, you know, we like give it 1 hour to digest and we got to go to sleep.
Yeah, I would just have some like healthy like beef jerky lying around to just, you know, add that to your diet.
Little beef nosh. So you buy lingerie.
Okay, yeah. So I had this idea. Now, Iggy's not really good at like spurring like love and like being in the moment and being romantic. So I thought that if I put lingerie on, that'll like get us in the mood. He's never like grabs me and like starts making out, right? You complain about that.
Yeah,
with Dan.
definitely. But
then again, when we started the relationship, I was like, I don't like clingy guys. Like, don't text me. And now I'm like, why the fuck don't you text me?
I know. You always want what you don't have, 100%.
Yeah, and I used to date this crazy guy that would like text me when I was out wearing like a hot outfit, and he's like, why don't you dress like for me like that? And Iggy's like, oh, you look hot? Thank God, go out. Like, honestly, sleep with another man. Like, that's what I feel like he says. So I was like, I'm going to get lingerie, and I've never done this for a guy because I'm just like scared. You know, when you don't wear lingerie, you're like, oh my God, do I look hot for them? Like, there's a million hot girls on Instagram. Like, I don't look like that. So I decide I'm just going to get some lingerie. I'm just going to put it on. Okay.
I can't wait. Like, you are, and by the way, you are like smoking hot. You have like
a super
hot body. Yeah.
I don't feel like in lingerie it looks like how you bought it. You know, the picture like you're supposed to look like.
Well, that's airbrush. That's why.
So I put it on. I look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So he goes in the shower and I'm like, perfect time. I'll put the lingerie on. This is going to be hot. I'm going to be laying on his bed. I'm going to just like be in a hot pose. It's going to be great. First off, he like takes forever to get out of the shower, and he takes like 5-minute shower. So I'm like, what is he doing in there? I'm just like sitting on the bed, like different positions.
Yeah, just waiting.
Trying him out. I like do a little push up, do a little ab workout, get a little like nice glow on me. So he comes out of the shower. I hear him like getting ready. Already the dog's on the bed, like gnawing on a rawhide. I'm like, this is sexy. Okay. So the dog's there. And then all of a sudden, you guys know he has two birds, right? Are you ready for this? The fucking cockatiel flies around the room. He's like, shh, like a tornado lands on my shoulder. He walks in the room. I'm like, oh my God.
I love this.
Oh my God. Hey, there's like bird feathers like flying around. It's just me like in a weird pose like this.
Oh my God.
And the bird is just like laying on my shoulder. He walks and he's like, what is this? I'm like, I don't know, bitch. Why do you have 50 animals in your apartment? Like, I was trying to be hot for you. He's like, oh, wow. Yeah, you look great. Hey, look, I got to go walk the dog.
Oh.
I was like, oh, my God.
No.
I was like, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast and I'm going to say that your ass is gay. I'm literally literally there's only lace on my body right now and you're choosing to walk the dog.
What?
He's like, no, Dre. Like, then he compares me to this. He goes, he's shouting from the hallway. He goes, you're like a bowl of Lucky Charms. Like, I'm eating all of the cereal first, and you're like the marshmallows that I'm getting rewarded with. I'm like, what does that even mean? What is
so
it?
So you're in the sexiest lingerie, and you've just had this cockatoo land on your shoulder.
Yes.
The dog is up there gnawing on a damn rawhide.
Yes.
He comes out. He sees you. You're ready to have the hottest sex of your life, and he goes, I've got to walk the dog.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, is this a breakupable offense? I don't know.
Honestly, I think so. Like, already I was so insecure and putting myself out there, and then he just, like, doesn't choose to hook up with me. And then he compares me to a bowl of Rice Krispies. Or what did I say? Not Rice Krispies.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. I'm the marshmallows.
So wait, did you guys... So he goes and walks the dog. Did you finally have hot sex?
This goes is and walks crazy. The dog. I lose all sex. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
lose
Any
it.
Any of that. I mean, my God, it's hard enough for you to get the O anyway. Well, forget it now. I mean, my Lord.
He has Slim Jims, like a box in his kitchen. I just go grab like 5 Slim Jims, just start eating them. I'm like, ugh, depressed. So, okay, he comes back. He's like, let's try this again, Dre. I'm like... Okay. So he goes in the bathroom, pretends he's like drying off, comes in. I'm like, I'm done, dude. Like, I can't. This is over. And then he just like starts grabbing me and like tries to get me in the mood. And we try, but like, it just, I don't know. When you reject me.
Is this like what it is for? Because I always read all the time that millennials are having less sex than ever.
Yeah.
Like Americans are having fewer and fewer kids.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel, I don't know.
I was really confused. I was like, I'm never wearing this for you again. He's like, no, like, I really like it. You look hot. But like, I just had to walk the dog. And I didn't even know what to say.
At this point,
flabbergasted.
Let the dog crap on the rug. Who cares?
That's what I said. I was like. The dog could literally like shit on the bed. Who cares? Like, I'm laying right. I'm naked. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wait, have you guys recovered from this? Did you spend yesterday the snow day together?
No, because then he had drill with military and I had to watch his dog and his birds. So not only was I just like shit on with all the animals, I had to watch the dog for him.
Do you feel like maybe he just feels awkward like at sex too? Like maybe you guys need to like go to a sex therapist, like someone needs to watch you to have sex or something?
Did you ever see the movie Meet the Fockers? I feel like I need Gaylord Fokker's mom, who's like a sex therapist, and she like gets on your body and she's like, and this, you should be doing this, and like stretch out your vulva. I need that.
That is so good.
Does anybody feel bad for me? Let me know.
Sarah says, nah, I'd be done. Okay. Penny says, have you read like Water for Chocolate? The sister suffers from gas. I think she explodes at some point. It's been decades since I've read it. People are definitely, they're not feeling it. They feel like Iggy should have been down.
I would be upset.
Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of hurt.
But it does take time. I do have to say, you guys have been together, what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we...
Anytime now, Iggy. Anytime. I mean, come on. What is wrong with him?
Yeah, and he's like, I called him gay and that like hurt his feelings. And I was like, well, my feelings are hurt. So I don't know what you're talking about right now. I don't know what to do. So anyways, I gave it up and, you know, you can forget Valentine's Day.
So he says he's not attracted to men. Like, wait, maybe you guys need some porn or something to get you in the mood.
That could be a thing. We were at a bar one time and I like jokingly around my friends, I was like, well, he's gay, so it doesn't even matter. And he went off. He's like, I'm not fucking gay. I'm like, that's a telltale sign. You were gay. Why are you so defensive?
Oh my God, you crack me up.
So anyway, it's probably over. So single AJ.
Single AJ would be, oh my
no,
God.
No, it's not safe.
Why? Oh, you feel like, I know, me too. If I'm single, it's on the loose. Like if I'm single, I'm not making this show. Like I'm having sex with so many people.
See, I'm honestly more of a tease. You are putting your cookies out there. I'm like laying the cookies on the table and then snatching them back.
Oh no, believe me, I'm ready. And if everyone can eat my cookies, I'm not even like, believe me. If someone was like, you're gay, I'd be like, yes, absolutely.
You're handing out all the cookies.
I'm all the sexualities. What are they? Pansexual, bisexual.
Trisexual.
Yeah, gender fluid. I'm like all the fluidities. I love it all.
You've only had sex with like one girl, right?
Well, I don't know. Does fingering count? I guess she just like fingered me. I feel like that's not enough. No, I really need to have like more sex.
Oh, I think it's before so you hard. Get married, it's... I think it's important to experience a lot of different people.
Okay, maybe I need to talk to Dan. It's not going to go over well.
Well, Brooke, which always provides our alcohol, we said we're planning your bachelorette party, but it's going to be like a weekend full of just like you having sex.
Okay, my partner, Dan, would be so upset. I feel like he is not down for an open relationship.
No.
No. Let me tell you, no. Like, if there was ever a monogamous... What are animals that mate for life? Like swans?
Penguins.
Yeah, he is a hardcore penguin. Believe me.
I was over,
want to go check out some other penguin tribes, and he's not really down. No.
I was over this past weekend, and you guys are really cute.
We have a good time. We really do enjoy each other. I mean,
sometimes I think you do a
sometimes.
Show for me, but I don't know. Are you guys always that lovey? It was very cute.
Well, no, lots of times it's me always trying to make out with him. And he's like, he's like, I really just need to ease into the day. I'm like, too bad. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like feeling like you. I'm like, I am the hottest thing you're ever going to get. So why don't you not ease into the day and eat my cookies? Okay. Like
you're sitting on his face 6 a.m. and he's like, babe, I just want to ease into the day. You're like, no, ease into this. My snatch.
Ease into this. Oh my God, this show has become so X-rated, and it is literally not even 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This is crazy. Speaking of Snatch, I love this. If you're local in DC, I know a lot of people that are watching the Facebook page right now are furloughed from the government. We're going into the longest partial government shutdown ever.
That's crazy.
So in DC locally, Washingtonian Magazine just picked up this story this morning. There is someone who is anonymous on Craigslist that says that if you're furloughed, this person wants to buy your used underwear and they're willing to pay a lot. Would you do this? I'm not even furloughed and I'm ready to do this. Okay. You can make hundreds of dollars a week. This person who is on Craigslist says that they will give $100 a pop. Send in one pair of unmentionables each day, and that's a cool $840 a week. It's unclear whether bras would also be included in this deal. I'm sure you overspent during the Xmas holiday and could use several dollars, so I'll gladly help out, the Craigslist for sale listing offers. I'm looking for used lingerie and willing to pay top dollar. The user prefers certain kinds of lingerie, but much like a millennial selling a couch, is willing to consider other offers. Prefer anything lace, but open to other items as well. If interested, drop a line for further info. We got it. Luis, as the producer, you have got to reach out to this person.
Done. Now,
I want to get him on the phone and give him voice changer. I want to find out.
So he doesn't explain who he is. He's just saying that he will literally give out. So he's open to anybody. As long as you send your panties, he's sending you $100.
Luis, you got to send him like your nastiest set of underwear. Just like,
actually, wear thongs for a little bit and then let's send him those. Please.
All right, they're on deck.
Okay.
Oh my God. Would anybody do this? But seriously, there are a lot of people without work. Your dad's out of work. Your dad is furloughed, AJ, by the government.
His panties would have like doo-doo stains. It would be rough. Like, what?
Oh my God.
Some dirt marks.
I think this is a great option. I actually want to just send them and just see if this person will actually pay.
Actually sends $100. You have to get paid first. $120. You have to get paid first. There's no way you're just going to send out panties and not get money back.
I do know somebody through a woman that cuts my hair that she does this apparently.
But she
sells them. No, she will actually go and meet people at Tyson's Corner Mall in the parking lot, and these guys buy her used underwear, and she claims that the guys that buy her underwear and like come in Audis, they come in, like, she says that these dudes are like in three-piece suits, the most like men that you would think are totally put together and would not be into buying used underwear, and these guys are into it. And I think she makes an extra $2,000 a month selling her used underwear.
I'm not going to say I hate the idea. I'm also, what if you met somebody like that? Like your future husband was somebody you sold your underwear to? Hey, how'd you guys meet? Funny story, Karen.
Victoria says, I have a bunch of thongs that I need to get rid of. Penny says, I've got some panties that don't fit good. Hey. Could be a win-win for men, for my people.
Hey, look, I'm Marie Kondo in my closet. I got a lot of used underwear.
I've got a ton of used undies after I Marie Kondo'd my entire place. You mad? Good for it. Oh. People should do it. It's hard out there.
It truly is.
You're going on like a month no
I would
pay.
100. That is insane. A month vacation, no pay. I would 100% sell my underwear if I was doing that.
I think it's totally awesome. So if you're Craigslist in the DC area, boom, you're there. So do you believe that first impressions still exist, AJ?
I do.
You're right. I find this kind of crazy because I think it's even faster than this. But you only have 27 seconds, according to a new study, to make a good first impression. According to a new survey, first impressions still count. And that's not 27 seconds from when you start talking. The majority of people start that countdown clock from the moment that they set eyes on you. So what you can do to make sure that you have a good first impression, according to the new survey, here are the top 10 things. Smiling, being polite. Oh, Lord. It's like so much effort to like be on, being well-spoken, making eye contact, listening well, smelling nice. Oh, I'm out. Holding the conversation well, good body language, good tone of voice, and dressing well. You believe all that?
That's a lot of work. In 27 seconds, we got to do all that when we first meet somebody.
It's funny though. You know, people with bad breath really stay. Would you tell me, by the way, if I had bad breath? You would tell me, right?
And you never have bad breath.
Okay, thank God. Because I know some people, oh Lord, in my like that are friends. Not like good friends, but like acquaintances, and their breath reeks. And like,
it's like during the day. It's like you've already now in the morning. I'm not going to say my breath smells amazing. It smells bad, but like you brush your teeth. Right. So this is like midday.
Yeah. This
morning
is like they meet you and have horrendous breath.
Oh no.
I have literally been on an airplane sitting next to somebody with the worst fucking. Oh God. It's like the worst thing. And it almost makes you mad. Like Oh, it's the
worst. Do you not smell that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
They can't realize that it smells inside their own mouth. Now, I don't mind smoker's breath just because, like, it's you're a smoker. I don't mind it.
Really?
It's not as bad as, you know, like, straight up, like, old food, like, old meat that's, like, been rotting. Yeah, no.
But no. I'm surprised that it takes people 30 seconds to make. I would think
too
it's, like,
fast.
Split judgment.
Oh, you just, like, look at somebody and you can judge.
Don't you feel like? I feel like you just look at someone and you're like, I don't like.
No, I can't judge. I usually will see somebody and be like, oh, she's really hot. She's cute. I don't really judge guys. That takes me way longer to judge them as a person. But girls, I like look at them. I'm like, okay.
That's it. 27 seconds. That was amazing to me. I'm like,
so fast. We're such bitchy creatures.
I mean,
I think men are like that too, though. Like, I can see a guy and off the bat, and I'll know whether he's a good guy, he's a chill guy, or a bad dude. But it takes a while for me when it comes to women to really find out if I like him or not.
Right? Yeah, it's the opposite sex kind of thing.
Yeah, you like need a second.
Yeah, it's crazy.
First impressions still matter, I guess. I'm obsessed with the picture. I don't know if you can bring it up, AJ, but I'm obsessed with the mom who decided to wrap her Christmas tree in saran wrap and in plastic cling so she won't have to decorate it next year. I think this is so brilliant. Like, okay, this would be me.
That's honestly brilliant. So it's obviously a fake tree. It's just fake a plastic tree. One. She just saran wrapped, put it in the basement.
The picture is kind of going viral that she put up. So she says, between work, being a mom, taking the Christmas tree down is an absolute nightmare. So this year, she decided to just wrap it up in saran wrap and put the whole thing away. And then she can just, boom, take it out, undo the saran wrap, and then she's all set.
Looks great. Hey, we're saving time as a mom. This is what I like to call smart parenting.
Isn't that brilliant?
Like, we don't have time. We're off doing other important things. Saran wrap the Christmas tree.
Hilarious.
Hop in the basement.
People are saying, by the way, she's saving tons of marriages because people fight over when to take down the Christmas tree, also having to put it up to decorate. Do they?
Really?
That's like the most joyous part of Christmas.
I feel like the wife really great, usually is the one that's like, okay, we're putting it up, we're putting it down.
Like, today's the day.
Care. Today's the day. Dads do not care.
Renee Krivitz is her name. So anyway, she had the saran wrapped Christmas tree. So good. One of my favorites.
And then there's like those super moms that like every year they plan a different theme. And you're like, how did you even have time to think of that and do it?
I know. How do you?
This is going to be you as a mom.
Oh, completely. Yeah, please. I mean, 100%. I'm like, I don't know how people
probably
put in
me too.
So much effort. Yes. I'm busy as hell now. And I don't have like anyone in my life. I'm like, I can't imagine what it must be like with two kids and a dog to take out.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
After this weekend, I was dog sitting. I was so tired. Went to bed at 9:30 on a Saturday. I don't do that normally. I pulled a Sarah on Saturday. I was like, I'm not ready for kids. I'm exhausted.
It's
they
exhausting.
Take up so much work.
Seriously, everybody listening that has children, I give you the most credit.
If you have kids and a dog, you're a maniac.
I don't know how you do it.
It's exhausting.
And you have a job? How?
And you cook dinner? Oh, my God. No. Sarah's man cooks vegan food. She has no dog, no kids. Not married yet.
Overwhelmed.
And you're
Hashtag overwhelmed.
Hashtag shook. Hashtag overwhelmed.
Shug. All right, how do we feel about this? So I was fascinated by this story from Glamour magazine that a woman is suing her former employer after they fired her for having a heavy period at work. Not once, but twice. And in fact, the woman had her period like so badly at work, they brought her into HR.
Ooh.
They told her, they wrote her up for being unsanitary. Now, this woman claims that she was going through menopause. And
so
Alicia
that brings
Coleman,
along what like you know you can't tell it you can't
I guess
tell when you're
going through menopause, like maybe it's super unpredictable is what they're saying. Coleman is suing her former employer, a job training and employment agency for people with disabilities called the Bobby Dodd Institute, for allegedly firing her because of two period leaks she experienced in 2015. She was going through premenopause at the time, which causes heavy and unpredictable periods. After the first time she had an accident, her site director and human resources director issued a disciplinary notice and told her, quote, she would be fired if she ever soiled another chair from sudden onset menstrual flow. According to the suit, it happened a second time and she was let go. Here's the craziest part, though. A district court ruled that premenopause was not a condition protected from discrimination under the law. But Coleman and the American Civil Liberties Union are appealing that case. That's crazy. Like, do you think you should, I don't know, I would have thought that she would have had a case that you can't fire someone for that.
I have one thing to say.
I can't help it if I've got a heavy flow and a wide-set vagina.
favorite quote from Mean Girls. Okay, it's not her fault. Also, she works for a disability staffing firm.
Okay. I feel like there's probably more that they reason that they wanted to get rid of her, but how nuts is that? Like, you can't control it.
Although,
if it did happen to me once, I probably would go around sitting on a towel. I'm not going to lie. Like, would that be too weird? Or I'd wear a diaper.
I'd be like, look, you guys pulled me into HR, and now I have to take precautionary measures and wear a thick-ass pad and a towel. Wait, I love how they said she soiled a chair. Like, I wonder what that chair looked like, though. Like, couldn't they have showed us pictures? Like, this is what HR was really concerned about.
Yeah, right.
This soiled chair. We need to see the damage.
As someone, my ex-boyfriend, when I went to his house for Thanksgiving, I did have my period on their white chair. Yeah, it was mortifying. So
your boyfriend's family's house?
Yes. Yeah. It was at their Thanksgiving Day table. Yep. It was really awful. Yes.
Okay.
It wasn't a speck. Like, it was full on. Full. Like, they had to reupholster, I guess.
Oh, and you can't just reupholster one chair because it's a full set. You got to reupholster all the chairs. Now, I want to know how the mom reacted. The dad probably was just, like, vomiting in his mouth.
Like, the dad, like, didn't really pay attention. Like, I don't think he even really knew what was going on, but the mom was super sweet, and she, like, got, like, a dish towel, and she threw it over the chair, and then they took it out of the room. And I was like, oh, excuse me. And then I just said to go.
Removed it like a dead carcass. Like, we're just going to remove this now. No problem, Sarah. It's not your fault, honey.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, that's basically chair, what though. She said. She's from Long Island, so she had like a serious Long Island accent.
No worries.
No worries.
Sarah, it's fine. It's just a white chair.
It's now red. We've got a red one.
We wanted to reupholster those anyway.
No, they really didn't. They really didn't. They really were like, oh my God. It was mortifying. Mortifying. I feel so bad for this woman. Nothing is worse. Every woman knows that
feeling.
Nothing
is worse. Not only do you feel bloated and just like gross, but to have that as a public display of what's going on inside your body.
I know.
Ugh. Especially if you work with guys, they just are so grossed out by it. But it's like, you don't have to go through this, bitch.
I can't believe she didn't win something. She's going back to court.
I would too.
Yeah. God.
I wouldn't want to work there, but I would want to be rewarded a lot of money and then just like take off 2 months, honey. And go to Tahiti. You're probably done with your period anyways. Post-menopause.
Now you're over the menopause, so time to celebrate.
Hashtag glow up. Hashtag menopause sucks. My mom is already through a lot. Oh, my. You know what? If you're already like a little bit, like you get like flared up really easily and you have like high anxiety, it don't help. It only makes it worse.
It really adds to it. Yeah, I bet.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Your hormones are all over.
All over the place. You are. And everything just like sparks you. God forbid your husband like buys the wrong type of flour at the store.
It's a trigger.
It's, like, it's a trigger. You're going to be triggered by Dan's vegan food. You're like,
oh, you better believe I am now. Please. Everyone was commenting over the weekend, too, of the woman who was banned from Walmart after she was driving around in a Rascal drinking wine out of a Pringles can. What's wrong with this?
What is a Rascal?
Well, basically, it's an electric scooter. Haven't you seen those like electric ride-alongs that they have at the... what do you think? You haven't seen the Rascal?
Wait, it's called a Rascal?
Yes! They like turn like a 360 turn, like a point, because they're for people that basically like are... yeah, yes, are handicapped.
Okay, now that's not funny, but the funny part... This woman is living her God's honest truth.
In Texas, after receiving a call about a woman reportedly drinking wine from a Pringles can and driving an electric cart around the parking lot, according to the local affiliate there, officers responded to a call around 9 a.m. on Saturday morning regarding a dubious person. Dubious? Come on. Authorities eventually located the woman at a restaurant close by and told her that she was forbidden from Walmart. The woman who reported the Pringles sipper said that she was riding in the parking lot since 6:30 a.m.,
Jeez, waiting for it to open or what?
For many who heard the story, the woman was a source of inspiration, not concern. It's so true. This is badass on so many levels. Walmart, 6:30 a.m., drinking wine out of a Pringles can, riding around an electric cart, permanently banned from the store.
Yo, this woman is my hero. Imagine being the Pringles PR person this morning. Wake up, scroll Twitter, wonder why your brand is trending, then finding out why.
So good. I mean, I can only hope this is my future.
Honestly, y'all, I eat 6 a.m. I need a hit a Pringles jar full of Chardonnay, hit up local Walmart,
Have a great fucking day.
Yeah,
I mean, what kind of aisles was she shopping
from? And by the way, I mean, is that really like, I love how like McDonald's and places, like they ban people that are clearly their P1, like their top customers. Like who's going to Walmart that's got their shit together? Like nobody. Have you been in there recently? It is the, oh my God, it's the craziest thing. Like everything there is $3.99 and you know why. Like you pick up the clothes and they're literally like a little bit better than cardboard. It's like, what am I wearing?
I respect this woman so much. And that is so spot on. Like that should be your shopper of the month. Put her on the wall.
Did you ever used to go to the website peopleofwalmart.com?
No.
Oh my God. It is like the best thing. I don't even know that they can still have it anymore. I feel like in this day and age, because people aren't supposed to make fun of people anymore. But like, I think it was peopleofwalmart.com. The peopleofwalmart.com. Hold on.
If you're ever bored, just smoke a doobie in the Walmart parking lot, go in and people watch. Just like sit in there. It's some of the furniture aisle. Just watch people.
We are such judgy bitches. It is unbelievable.
Oh, we love these people. These people give us laughs.
Like, oh my God, I know. I agree. Peopleofwalmart.com.
I hope this is still a thing.
It's probably not anymore. Okay, wait. Oh, here we go. People of Walmart. Yeah, funny pictures. Yeah, it's still really good. Oh my God.
I'm mad they don't have a picture of her. Like they don't show what she looks like.
Yeah, like they just in Arizona, they took a picture of somebody, I love men. That was the person's custom license plate as they were pulling up to Walmart. Here's a woman in camo from this is peopleofwalmart.com. She's wearing full camo fishnet stockings and super high heels.
Oh hell yeah, sweetheart.
The caption is, I feel like some sicko kidnapped two different people, then sewed them together.
Like camo and fishnets.
Oh my God, yeah. Wait till you say, no, it's still going.
That's incredible.
And they clearly are doing well because they have a shitload of ads on their website. Yes. Oh my God. then there's a picture of a woman in Walmart with a back tattoo that says, fuck Walmart.
What? But she's in Walmart. Well, they took all her money.
This website is awesome. I wonder who runs that. That is so funny. Oh my God. Oh,
a genius person who goes to Walmart and just realized they need to capitalize on the people there.
It's just really funny because I'm looking at all the stories that I found over the weekend, and sadly, they all involve like bodily fluids. Like the only one that didn't was literally the first impressions. Everything else is full on. Because I wanted to talk about, because I got the kid's best friend on Instagram, the kid at Ole Miss that ate his ex-girlfriend's goldfish, pooped it out, took a picture of her and goes, found your fish.
Now that's his ex-girlfriend, right? They're no longer together.
Correct. But this show has completely gone south from the beginning. Like it has completely gone south. It's just one bodily fluid story after another. I won't
elaborate. Well, we hope you came here for entertainment.
You can find it on my Instagram page if you want to find it. We always do something on the show called Four Things That Are Popping. It is the biggest things that are popping in pop culture over the weekend. All the celebrity stories you need to get up on. First things first, it's still trending. Chris Pratt, the actor from Guardians of the Galaxy, is engaged to Katherine Schwarzenegger. She is the daughter of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The chopper.
There he is. What do you think of this couple, by the way, Age?
Hot couple, but like loved Anna Faris and loved him together. And when they announced their divorce, they said, you know, it was both of them coming together and deciding it was, what is it? Amicable.
It's always conscious uncoupling now.
Yeah.
Like Jeff Bezos and his wife. If we had it to do over again, we'd do it again. Would you?
But like you're still getting divorced. So interesting. Yeah. I do think it's too fast.
It's hard. People do outgrow each other. I feel like marriage is really hard. I'm going in it like one, like I'm literally like a
relationships. Relationships.
I just give myself all the AA talks, like one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. I'm like, if I can do it that way, fine. But like forever is a long time. Yeah, I know. The same dick. I know. I can't. I know. It's so hard. This same dick.
Yikes, that's scary. All right, don't scare yourself too much.
I know. I can't.
You can't think about it too much.
I can't. I have to take it just one day at a time. Just, you know. And that's why I do all kinds of things at my house. Like we do a lot of role playing and I do the Bird Box challenge. So it's
thank God you like feel around his body. Oh, there's your dick.
Yeah. Well, if I'm Bird Box, like if I put the, you know, the mask on, it's like it seems like a new dick, you know, like because it's hard to find it. You've already like beat yourself up trying to get it. So you're just excited to get the dick. You're like, oh, found it.
Found it. It's a game now. Honestly, you got to be a sex therapist because that was great. Implement the sex.
I gotta keep it from, like, with Dan. Like, are you kidding? Please. I am like the horniest person. Like, I could have sexual chemistry with a caterpillar. So, like, I want to fuck everybody.
Okay, so I have to keep it hot. I got to do Bird Box challenge on his dick. We got to role play. Like sometimes he's a mechanic. I've lost my car. Like I got to keep it going.
I lost my car keys. What is your favorite? Because I've always asked what
we
got to
do.
Dan
accents.
Is.
Like I need rotation. I got to feel like it's a different dude,
different dick. So yeah, what's your thing? Do you like the mechanic thing? I would have like sold you out for like. Maybe like a man nurse.
He literally doesn't listen anymore. And he always says to me, like, I'm so happy you respect my decision to not talk about me on the podcast. And I talk about him all the time.
Era, why would you ever lie to him like that? That's like our most talked about topic.
Stop, we can't tell him. We can't tell him. When he tunes in, no, he's so private. He wants nothing. We have to come up with a new nickname for him. Because then I feel like when people, as new listeners, keep coming to the podcast, like yes. Eventually they'll be like, oh, she's just with that guy, Pax. Like, Pax seems like a really cool dude.
That's like Sammy K's baby's name, Dax, just with a P. Okay.
Okay. Oh, whoops. Okay. That was weird. Really creepy. Yeah. Oh, shit. What's a nickname we could have for him?
Dexter.
Okay. Let's call him Dexter.
Dex. Okay. That's still too close.
Oh my God, my one eye is watering. Like, I don't even know what happened. It's crazy. I don't know. It's like, it's just bodily fluids today. My nose is running like I'm on coke. It's crazy.
Now, that honestly is my constant question about you.
It runs nonstop. It's like so disgusting. I can't. And do you think I literally have a faucet for a fucking nose. And do you think I bring a tissue? No.
You usually have one stuck to your left hand every single show.
I don't know where it is. Krista, okay, so are we Chris down Pratt. For this? Are we down for
it's,
this?
It's
people too, are not happy online, by the way. They feel like it's too soon. He only got divorced in 2017 to Anna Faris. People think they rushed way in.
I think so, too. And I don't know her relationship past. So.
I don't think it's much. She's only 29. He's 39. They're apparently madly in love, and he wrote this gushing post to her, basically, that he can't wait to spend forever with her.
Of course.
I don't know. Maybe if it's right, it's right, and they know.
Yeah, we're not there. But I don't like when they post it, like, really, when they've only been together for such a short amount of time, and they post on social media, like, they have to prove to everybody, we're fucking fine. We love each other. It's like,
I
do
know.
You?
I know.
Do you?
Dexter and I. That's why we never post together.
Well, here I go judging people again. You know what? They're probably happy.
Oh, we do. BuzzFeed, an article was shared over the weekend multiple times after people are finding out that the very popular MTV Cribs show that aired in the 90s, late 90s, 2000s, was actually staged. Did you ever watch that show?
Religiously.
I know. I used to love it.
It's just, yeah.
A lot of the celebrities would straight up borrow a house for the day just to shoot their episode. Everything is a lie. For example, pop singer JoJo used her uncle's house on Cape Cod for her episode. She recently came clean about it in a Huffington Post article. The thing is, we didn't have a home at that point, she said. My mom and I were living out of a suitcase, and we were mostly in hotels. So that was actually my uncle's house on the Cape. That wasn't my house. That wasn't my stuff.
Okay, but so they have to obviously set that up because the house looks like theirs. Like, they've got pictures of them. Himself.
We
walked into
the whole
Mariah
thing.
Carey. She had, yeah, that's insane.
Ja Rule's house on Cribs was actually a 4-day rental. He shot the episode and allegedly threw a huge party there, and the real homeowner ended up suing him.
Oh my God.
Did you ever follow British singer Robbie Williams? He used a fake house too, and even hired a team to pretend butlers to be there on the shooting day, but it wasn't real. These people are broke as shit.
They are
so broke. They're living in condos and townhouses just like we are. Rapper Redman used his real home for the show, but he later revealed that MTV producers had asked him to rent something nicer. Damn, that goes to show you how fake social media was back then.
So true.
And how fake it is now.
So, okay, if they're living in that house and MTV, the celebrity themselves had to rent. Like, MTV wasn't fishing out money to do this.
No, MTV was like, we want to feature you on Cribs. Redman says they came to his house. It was so dumpy. Yeah. They made him rent a different home. Then there are cars. 50 Cent showed off an extensive collection of luxury cars in his episode, which all turned out to be rentals. None of them are his. Bow Wow's fancy cars. He tried to pass them off as his, but it turns out those were most likely rentals too. Whoops.
Oh, 100%. All those guys.
And there are more and more rumors of everybody online. Just start Googling, they say. Oh, can you believe that show? I mean, isn't that so crazy? I don't believe anyone's life. Like, I don't. I'm so like, this is borrowed. This is rented. Like, all the people we follow on social media that like have podcasts and then they're rocking Gucci. I'm like, this is so borrowed.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you're living this life.
No way.
Like, unless your parents are paying for it.
MTV Pimp My Ride, all fake. When we learned that, I was so sad.
Isn't that crazy?
Never take what's on social media. It's once you realize that, you feel a lot more free. You're oh, this is all fake.
Yeah. People are saying I should call Dan Ralph or Chad.
Dude, Chad? Yes, dude.
No, starting Wednesday, we're calling him Chad. Like, what do we want to call him? Do we like Chad or Ralph?
Yeah,
Ralph.
You gotta use Chad. You can call him the Chad from Charlie's Angels, if anybody caught that.
Chad.
Chad.
Maybe
Chad.
We should call him the Chode.
Okay. I mean, I don't know where that's coming from, but sure. We'll definitely do that.
Totally need it. Because we are getting more listeners, and as people newly discover the show, they're going to think that this dude, that his name is blank, and then it will be perfect.
Well, what if you just, like, shit on him all the time?
Like, Dan?
Yeah, like, when you... We're going to change the name, but you're still, like, shitting on Chode, right?
Well, yeah, but what's new? I mean, now he just has a new name. Like,
what? Okay, good. So, yeah, we both need to come up with alias names for our men because we shit on them, and it's too bad. Them,
yes.
Yeah.
Seriously. We've got to think about... We have to think about that.
Because if they ever listen to the podcast, it's going to be, you know, just...
Oh, my God, he can never tune in. The last time he tuned in, he was, like, lost his mind. When he, like,
oh,
I was like...
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, it was just a rarity that we were, like, talking about you. Whoops.
We never do that.
We never... It was a real one-off. Speaking Yikes. Of British accent, we're not big royal family people, but I am sort of, you know what, I'm getting more into Meghan Markle, mostly because I feel bad for her.
With her family life, her dad, yeah.
The dad, and I feel like the press is never going to accept her as a royal, and they're never going to leave her alone until she divorces, like she and Harry. I feel like people are out to ruin their relationship, and it sucks. Now, Meghan Markle, or I guess the Duchess of whatever, is it Cambridge?
That's the other one.
Right, Duchess of Sussex, I think.
Yes.
Meghan's bodyguard has quit after just 6 months on the job, weeks after her PA walked out as well, as protection officers find the Duchess's wishes to be one of the people that is very challenging. A top police officer was the first ever woman to hold the key security role protecting the royal family, but now, after just 6 months, she's done. People say that Meghan is having a really hard time adjusting to the massive constraining force of security, therefore becoming more difficult. I feel like they're just never going to leave her alone.
Her demands were too demanding?
Yeah. Like, she wanted to go out and jog at the drop of a hat, supposedly. She wants to, like, go shopping. She wants to be out amongst the people. But they're like, that's not really realistic. To, like,
yeah, well, hello,
provide you security.
Oh, my God. The security guard has to go on jogs with her?
Yeah. Like they have to go everywhere. Do you think that would be annoying, like, to think about that, like, if you had to head security for everything?
Yeah, that's why you don't do that. You don't marry the fucking, like, royal family. Like, get rich some other way. Marry another rich guy who's not... that of high.
You think? I don't feel like it would be that hard to adjust. I mean, you know what? These people are like security. They're not. They don't necessarily want to talk to you. They're just sort of, they're lingering around. But
right.
I think the hard part is she has to have a schedule every single day. You have to kind of stick to that schedule. That would be the part that would be difficult. I feel so bad for her. I feel like, I don't know. I think that they're in for it. Apparently, Prince Harry also feels personally responsible that she is unhappy in her life. She's pregnant. She's trying to adjust to being a royal family member. She doesn't get along with William.
Well, the thing that's, like, super fast about this is they always have kids right after they get married. Like, it's way too fast. It's like, slow down, get acclimated to the new life that you're going to have, which obviously you knew about going into it. They prepare you for that. And then have babies. Don't do it all at once. That's
perhaps
nuts.
Not all at once.
Perhaps too fast. Perhaps moving quite too fast. No, this is too much.
Jennifer says that we should call our men Schmiggy and Schman. Schmiggy and Schman.
Yo, Schmiggy was doing too much this weekend. He didn't even want to fuck me after I had lingerie on.
Now, I can't do that accent. So Schman was... he was making some delicious vegan tacos that actually tasted like shit. And then we role played. We were in Bird Box.
Oh, Schmano.
I like Schmano and Schmiggy.
I love that.
Okay, that's what it is. J Hubs, you did it.
J Hubs, you're the best.
So my boyfriend will be known as Schman.
Yeah.
And you'll have Schmiggy.
Schmiggy.
Schmiggy and Schman. From now on, you guys, and if you have been a longtime listener, do not tell new recruits.
Do not.
It's our secret, starting from this day forward.
Schmiggy and Schman.
Last story before we get Dr. Mintz on the line and we take some other emails from you guys. Ayanna Van Zant, Did you ever watch the show Ayanna Fix My Life? You probably not.
No.
On Oprah's network. It's really good. The motivational speaker says that she turned down R. Kelly to be on Fix My Life after R. Kelly reached out to her and the Oprah Winfrey Network, but he apparently failed to meet all the criteria that any guest would have to meet. Van Zant says that Kelly reached out to her well before the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. That's interesting. Because that kind of means that he probably knew shit was going to hit the fan.
Yeah.
He didn't meet one of the criteria. He did not meet one single of the criteria that we had for guests, she said. Are they willing? Are they ready? Do they have the capacity to do the work? He didn't have it. The emotional capacity. He just didn't have it. And I knew, based on what I was looking at, the paces I would have to take him through, it would have been brutal. He didn't have the capacity because he hasn't done the work, she says. The TV personality, who said she's experienced sexual violence herself, said that Kelly would need to own up to what he's done for any healing to happen, but she said that prison isn't the answer either. Quote, I would never, ever condone or justify anything that he's been accused of doing, she said, but locking him up in jail is not the answer. He's sick. Just like the people he allegedly committed these acts with, they're sick. This needs to be massive healing. Them, him, all of them. What do you think?
I think she was right for not taking him on.
Brilliant.
Seriously, because she would have been dragged into that mess too.
You know, and with him, and I agree with her, it's sad. I feel like everybody needs healing. Obviously, the victims have been so hurt. This has been decades and decades of abuse. He suffered that abuse. I mean, you're talking, I agree with her. I think he's so sick. I personally think he's like, I don't know. He needs a lot of help because even he was out in Chicago. There, all these videos surfaced like the day after the docuseries came out, having a big 52nd birthday party. He's on the mic being like, I don't give a fuck what's going on. Like, let's party. And like,
exactly, showing no remorse.
But also what's sick is apparently he's still selling out concerts, that women are buying the tickets and yelling, lock me up. Like, it's so nuts.
Okay, that part.
What is wrong with you?
That's nuts. They're in a whole other, like, they have a fixation of like what they think it would be like. No.
Yeah, you're thinking it's going to be hot and sexy and like Bird Box style. It ain't.
No. It ain't, boo boo. No.
When you got to come downstairs and ask him, like, you what you can eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I'd be curious if you guys are watching on Facebook. Has your pet ever eaten weed? I have a friend that was dog sitting over the weekend. The dog ate their weed.
Oh my God.
They took the dog to the vet, got him water, got him drugs, got the drugs out of his system, and a $400 fee. Later, my friend is now wondering if she should tell the owner when the owner picks up the dog this week what happened. What do you think?
I don't think she should tell at all.
Really? Dog's totally fine, by the way. The dog like was like completely like sitting there and like swaying back and forth. Because this woman wrote to us. I don't know. I mean, I feel like here's the thing. I would normally say don't tell the pet owner that the dog that you were babysitting ate weed because you went to the vet. The vet says they're fine. But then I'd be worried, like, what if something happened to the dog like a week or two later? You know what I mean? Even though right. It's like out of their system, I think you have to tell. I mean, I don't think that you're ever going to be dog sitting again. Would you be pissed like if your little... Well, you have like a little old dog. Like
I know, a little dachshund.
Yes.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't be able to handle that. That's a lot.
Well, this dog was a big dog. Ate into like a whole like bag of weed. What? I would be freaking out. But I'm sure it happens all the time.
Is this just straight weed or he had edibles? Because edibles is actually the digestible type. You can eat weed and not be affected.
I think it was edibles, I think. Oh, I don't know shit. I don't know if it was like a brownie or something like that, but they definitely had to take the dog, I know, to to the doctor.
The vet.
So yeah. I can't imagine. I feel like I don't know. See, I'm an oversharer, so I would have to tell. I also want to read one other pineapple mail. This is from Christina, who came to our Lindsay Lohan party.
Oh my God, the sweetest.
She says, Sarah and AJ, it was such a thrill meeting you both at the Lindsay Lohan watch party. Thank you so much for hosting. My husband, Andrew, and I had such a fun time. Sarah, as I mentioned, I've been listening to you for years on various platforms, and I love how funny and brutally honest you are, but also that you're genuinely caring and a compassionate person. AJ, it's been wonderful getting to know you on the podcast. You have rocked it these past few months, and I'm so excited to see how you evolve as a performer, comedian, and producer. You both are the best, and I'm proud and a loyal, quote, ambassador of the Hey Frasier podcast. Oh, I like that. Maybe we need Hey Frasier ambassadors.
Seriously, the sweetest email ever. You guys are so sweet when you email.
She says, love Christina. P.S. Please book Gabby from Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club as a guest on the podcast. We are working on that, and Gabby may be on Wednesday.
How about Marie Kondoing your apartment?
Well, I am Marie. Look, everybody is on this Marie Kondo kick, and I am too. And I was just reading too, CNN had this article that now people are Marie Kondoing so much that all these thrift stores are completely benefiting from it, which is true. Like, I feel like the Goodwill near our house is like overwhelmed. I go there and they have like several tents. They've had to put out like more. Because I'm Marie Kondoing too. Now I go through and everything. I'm like, does this bring me joy? Does this like not bring me joy? Anyhow, always email us, you guys. All right, we're good.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. Well,
hi everybody, love ya. Thank you for listening. Be sure to review the show. Go to iTunes. Hey Fresh Podcast, hit 5 stars. Tell us what you love about the show. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Bye everybody.
5 stars.
Crap. The